Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today I will analyze the case of Samuel Tremblett. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Samuel David Tremblett was born on August 23, 2005, and was raised in Middleborough, Massachusetts. This is 39 miles south of Boston. He lived with his father David, his mother Jacqueline, and his younger brother Tristan. In 2023, Samuel graduated from Middleborough High School. He attended Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York, where he majored in design studies. Evidently, he maintained an interest in fashion design and worked as a model. In 2024, he launched his own clothing line. In late October 2025, Samuel was home from college at his mother's home on Pine Street in Easton, Massachusetts. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On Wednesday, October 29, 2025, at about 1 a.m., Samuel Tremblett was driving his 2021 Tesla Model Y compact crossover SUV in the northbound lane of Route 138 in Easton, Massachusetts. He was driving back to his mother's residence. Route 138 is also referred to as Turnpike Street. When he was about 3 miles away from his mother's house, Samuel veered from the northbound lane, crossed the southbound lane, went down an embankment, and slammed into a tree. He survived the collision, but the vehicle caught fire. At 1:04 a.m., Samuel called 911 and told the operator that his vehicle was on fire and he was trapped inside. He made several statements which were alarming. For example, "I'm stuck in a car crash. I can't get out. Please help me. I can't breathe. It's on fire. It's on fire. Help, please. I am going to die," and "I'm dying, help, I'm dying, help, help." When the police arrived, they found Samuel's Tesla next to a tree, 20 feet from the roadway. The motor vehicle was fully engulfed in flames, which made it impossible to see if anyone was inside. Officers counted 4 explosions in the first 10 minutes after their arrival on the scene. When firefighters arrived, they struggled to extinguish the fire. Every time they thought it was out, it would reignite. It took them 4 minutes to completely extinguish the fire. Samuel's dead body was found in the back seat. His cause of death was thermal injuries and smoke inhalation. On February 4, 2026, Samuel's mother, Jacqueline, filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Tesla. Here's a summary of the lawsuit. It is important to remember these are only allegations. The 2021 Tesla Model Y has a defective design. Like other Tesla vehicles, the exterior door handles are flush. They electronically extend when the key is brought close to the vehicle. In the event of an electrical system failure, the exterior door handles do not extend. The interior door handles of the Model Y are also electronic. However, a manual door release is also installed in that vehicle. The problem is the location of the manual door release is inconspicuous, and it has markings that are not readily discernible. The impact of this design is particularly hazardous when an occupant is trying to exit the vehicle to escape a fire. In addition to difficulties opening the doors after a collision, the Model Y uses a lithium-ion battery system, which is prone to thermal runaway. This causes fires that spread rapidly and are difficult to control. Elon Musk has led customers to believe that Tesla vehicles are safe through various statements he has made, including, "Safety is extremely important to Tesla. It's the right thing to do. And we're absolutely hardcore about safety." The lawsuit then lists other cases where people became trapped in various models of Tesla vehicles that caught on fire. Here are a few examples. In November 2016, a man crashed a Model S into a tree in Indianapolis, Indiana. He survived the impact, but could not exit the vehicle. Later, he died due to thermal injuries. In May 2018, a man crashed a Model S in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He and his passenger died in the resulting fire because they were trapped inside. In February 2019, a man lost control of a Model S in Davie, Florida, and hit a tree. A police officer who witnessed the collision could not open the doors because the door handles were retracted. The driver was burned alive. In May 2022, a driver crashed a Model 3 into a tree in Clear Creek County, Colorado. His passenger escaped, but the driver could not open the doors and died in the fire. I have a separate video about that collision. In January 2023, a Model 3 carrying a married couple crashed into a utility pole in Tacoma, Washington. Witnesses were unable to open the doors. First responders arrived and saved the husband, but the wife was burned alive. In August 2024, a driver slammed a Tesla Cybertruck into a culvert in Beach City, Texas. The impact was survivable, but the man died in the resulting fire because the doors would not open. In November 2024, four people were killed in Toronto, Canada, after a Model Y crashed into a pillar and burst into flames. The doors would not open. A fifth occupant only escaped after a witness smashed a window. Also in November 2024, a passenger in a Cybertruck burned to death after the vehicle hit a tree in Alameda County, California. She survived the impact, but she could not open the doors. And in September 2025, a man and his two children were burned alive in a Model S that slammed into a tree and caught fire in Germany. A witness tried to rescue them, but was unsuccessful due to the door handles being retracted. In a news release about the lawsuit, Samuel's mother, Jacqueline, said, quote, "How could Tesla keep selling vehicles that they know trap people inside their cars after a crash? They could have fixed it, but they refused. Now my son is dead after suffering unmercifully. The people who did this must face consequences, and the public needs to know how dangerous Tesla vehicles are in a crash," unquote. At the time I'm making this video, the lawsuit is working its way through the court system. Now moving to my analysis. What led to the death of Samuel Tremblett? This is just a theory, my opinion. Samuel may have been driving in an irresponsible manner. Route 138 in Easton, Massachusetts is not a particularly complicated road. It has one lane in each direction and trees along both sides. In the area where Samuel crashed, the road was straight. Maybe Samuel was speeding. Maybe he was distracted. Perhaps he fell asleep. It's not really clear. Whatever the reason, he crossed over the southbound lanes while driving north, which is pretty dangerous in and of itself, then slammed into a tree on the side of the road. His 2021 Tesla Model Y was equipped with two battery systems, a high-voltage system to propel the vehicle and a low-voltage system to operate interior features. The batteries for the high-voltage system entered thermal runaway, and the low-voltage system failed. So both battery systems behaved in ways that were undesirable. The fire created an immediate danger, and the failure of the low-voltage system meant that the electronic door release was rendered non-functional. Samuel had purchased this vehicle used. Therefore, he was not familiar with its esoteric design features, like the manual door releases. He was unable to figure out how to open the front door. He called 911 for assistance as he continued to search for some way to exit the vehicle. At some point, Samuel made his way to the back seat, perhaps hoping that it would be easier to find the manual release on those doors. I'm going to run under the assumption that his particular vehicle had a manual release in the back, but according to the owner's manual, this feature is not installed on every 2021 Model Y. Unfortunately for Samuel, the manual release for the rear doors is even more concealed than the front door release. To escape, a person must remove a mat from the bottom of the rear door pocket, press a red tab to remove an access door, then pull a mechanical release cable forward. Samuel had no chance of releasing that rear door. Firefighters couldn't help him due to the intensity of the flames, and he could not help himself. He died a fiery and horrible death in the back seat of his Tesla Model Y. Now moving to the next question, does Tesla bear some responsibility for Samuel's death? Let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that Tesla is responsible to some degree, starting with the factors supporting the theory that they are at fault. The design of the front and rear manual door releases in the 2021 Tesla Model Y are unconventional. The front door release is not intuitive. The rear door release is even worse. It is deliberately hidden from view and requires three steps to engage. Sometimes the design of a safety feature will make it more difficult to operate in one way, but easier in another. That is not the case here. It appears as though this design was only implemented for aesthetic purposes. No safety objective was advanced through this design, at least not one that is obvious. It stands to reason the circumstances that motivate a Tesla Model Y occupant to look for the manual door release would be urgent, like after a collision, a fire, or both. Something that would have disabled the electronic door releases and leave the manual releases as the only option for escape. These circumstances would induce panic, which is not ideal for finding a secret release or operating a complex design. Furthermore, visibility could be affected due to smoke filling the vehicle. The method to escape the vehicle should always be easy and intuitive. It should not require memorizing some bizarre multi-step routine, especially not one dependent on the release being visible. Again, if smoke fills the vehicle, the occupant is going to have to find the release without seeing it. Obtaining practice with the manual release might seem like one possible solution. A vehicle operator could practice until pulling that release becomes second nature. The problem with this is that Tesla actually discourages using the manual release unless it is an emergency. When a door is opened manually, the window will not drop down as it would when the electronic door release is used. This means the trim and the seals could be damaged. Now moving to the factors that contradict the assertion that Tesla is at fault. The operator of a Tesla Model Y has a responsibility to understand the safety features regardless of whether the vehicle was purchased new or used. It is not reasonable to expect the manufacturer to design a vehicle to be operated by a person completely unfamiliar with documented safety features. Tesla has the right to make their vehicles different than other vehicles available on the market. A failure of the low-voltage battery system in a Tesla Model Y is statistically rare. After the vast majority of collisions, the electronic door releases on the inside should function normally. Severe collisions, like when somebody drives into a tree, cause a lot of damage. The manufacturer cannot anticipate or prevent every possible type of mechanical failure during an impact. As far as bystanders or first responders trying to assist an occupant with escaping, Tesla vehicles are designed to extend the exterior door handles after a collision. When considering all the evidence available in this case, do I believe Tesla bears some responsibility for Samuel's death? In my opinion, yes, Tesla does bear some responsibility. Safety features should never be counterintuitive or concealed. I can appreciate that horrible deaths like this are rare and may be difficult to anticipate, but it's time for Tesla to change their door handle design. Even if they are fine fighting these types of cases in court, they are going to run into a public perception problem. Here is the difficulty that Tesla might have, or the difficulty they are already having. The Model Y may be a safe vehicle overall. For example, it received a 5-star safety rating from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety awarded the vehicle a top safety pick. Despite this, burning alive in a Model Y is possible, and it has happened. This is an unusual outcome, but it is one that people tend to remember. If Tesla came out with a design feature that decreased safety by 10% in a specific type of collision, like an offset head-on collision, consumers probably would not care too much. The 10% reduction in safety would lead to more fatalities, but this would not induce fear like the idea of burning to death. For some consumers, the specific cause of a fatality in a collision is what really bothers them. Being trapped in a vehicle is one of those causes they will not tolerate. There's something about burning alive that simply isn't appealing to many people who buy vehicles. If Tesla doesn't care about how consumers feel, there are still other pressures that the company may respond to. For instance, in February 2026, China banned Tesla-style electronic door handles. Tesla may have to give up on their non-traditional door design idea and focus their creativity somewhere else. Those are my thoughts on the case of Samuel Tremblant. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.